Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Early morning with Sotu Meya, 5 to 6 a.m.
Kaya FM 95.9.
Joining me on the other side, we've got Confidence Dilemma. Thank you so much and good morning.
Good morning, Sotu. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm really glad to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you here as well. How was your weekend?
Weekend was chilled. A little bit busy with work.
Yeah.
But yeah, got to rest a little bit my wine as well. So yeah. Happiness.
Okay. So today we're talking about leaders and we're talking about leaders being able to be led, I suppose.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the topic is why leaders need to be led. And you know, it's interesting. Many times when you talk of leadership, a lot of people tend to switch off because they believe that leadership, when we're talking about leadership, we're talking about somebody else.
Yeah.
Because we have this misconception of leadership and we always connect leadership to titles. But, you know, leadership is not a privilege reserved for the few. It's a responsibility that must be carried by all.
Mm-hmm.
So me, in this capacity, I've got a responsibility to deliver a message, which means I'm a leader.
Mm-hmm.
There is a group of gentlemen downstairs who have the responsibility of guarding this building and the assets.
Mm-hmm.
They are leaders in their own right. You have the responsibility of carrying this show. Mm-hmm. You are a leader. So by that definition, each and every one of us are leaders. Because mm-hmm. if I'm a mother, I've got a responsibility over my kids. I'm a leader. If I'm somebody who's responsible for cleaning the office, there's a responsibility there, which means I'm a leader.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever there's responsibility, there's leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a topic for somebody else. It's a topic for you.
Okay.
And this topic essentially is about mentorship. And I want to talk about why leaders need to be led. And I want to mention 3 points and then I'll extrapolate. So number one, when you are led, you know where to tread. When you are led, you know where to tread. There's a Chinese proverb I love, which says, if you want to know where to go, ask those who are returning.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us are not succeeding because we are not interacting with people who've been there, who've been to the place where we want to get to. So if I'm serious about my business, I need to have a business mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I need to have somebody who's leading me in that particular category. If I'm serious about my spiritual life, I need to have a spiritual leader, spiritual mentor.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever sphere of your life that you want to excel in, you need to have somebody who can guide you, who can give you moral direction, who can give you strategic direction.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, when you are led, you know where to tread. Number two, when you are led, you have more cred. I made all of them rhyme, so it's easy to remember. So number two, when you are led, you have more cred. And cred speaks of credibility
uh-huh.
and accountability. And no one should follow a leader who isn't accountable to anybody.
Okay.
Because power without accountability is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the most noble of people can get corrupted by power if they're not accountable to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have to answer to anybody.
Mm.
And the power of accountability, I learned the power of accountability a couple of years back. I used to be part of this gym club.
Mm-hmm.
And the gym club would, if you didn't go to gym a number of times in a week, your monthly premium would go up, you wouldn't get points, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So what I used to do, I used to go into the gym, clock, and
then walk out. So you were cheating.
I was cheating. And you know, I spoke to one of my mentors at the time about it. I said, look, this is what's actually happening, and I'm not seeing results because I'm just going in, clocking, and then going
walking out
so that my premiums don't go up. And he said, you know what? I go to gym about 4 times a week, start coming to gym with me. And I started waking up at 5 a.m. to go to gym with him. And I started seeing results because now I was accountable
to someone.
So that's the power of accountability. That's the power of credibility. Once you start becoming accountable to somebody, then you have credibility because now I know that four times out of five days in a week, I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm credible in terms of the fact that I'm honest with the system. I'm not just cheating the system mm-hmm. so that my race don't go up. So when you are led, you have more cred, gives you credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, when you are led, you are fed. When you are led, you are fed. You know, as a leader, a lot of people look to you for inspiration, for guidance, for resources. So you're always feeding other people.
Mm-hmm.
And the danger with that is that you end up feeding so many people.
There's nothing left for you.
There's nothing left for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of leaders are like, are like cars on the road that never stop at the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually they run out of fuel. That's why you have, you know, people in IC units because of stress and heart attacks and all of that. It's because they are continually giving to people. They are continually feeding other people and there's nobody feeding them. A leader is also like a petrol, you know, you've got a car that goes to a petrol station, but you need people who are petrol stations in your life as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can't always be the one who's giving up.
Who's giving and giving and giving.
You need to have points in your life, people in your life where you rest and you say, I'm going to refuel here so that I can go further in my journey and get to the destination that I want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, you said, when you are led, you know where to tread.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, when you are led, you have more cred. Number three, when you are led, you are fed. And I want to end off with that quote that I really love so much, the Chinese quote that says, if you want to know where to go, ask those who are returning. If you want to know where to go, ask those who are returning. Whatever sphere in your life, look for a mentor, look for a leader to lead you in that particular sphere so that you can get to the destination that you want to get to.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, conference, talking about leaders and why it is important for leaders to be led. And of course, we'll have this up on podcast.
Early morning with Sotu Meya, 5 to 6 a.m.
Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.